When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, broadcast from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running, motivated and twitching every morning, and we appreciate his contribution. And thanks to everyone. A lot of great calls and texts and emails today.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Tuesday, November 19th. Happy birthday, Patrick Kane.
Yeah, Patrick Kane, 36 years old today, yep. I believe. And he's going to age like Ovechkin, as they say.
The great eight has seldom been better. Leading the NHL in goals at this stage of his career.
Yeah, first time a guy who's 39, I believe. First time anyone over 34
incredible.
Has led the NHL it's incredible. In goals 15 games in.
He had two more last night.
Let's hope, though, that he falls apart before he can catch the great one.
I don't know. Because
the great one, I believe, is a fine Canadian, and Ovechkin is a puppet for Putin. So chew on that. Okay. And thanks to our executive producer, he is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Best way to start a broadcast, no doubt about it. The roof is open for the first time for a Cowboys game in over two calendar years. Oh, they closed it.
Good thing they did.
Yeah, some metal fell when they tried to open it. Oops, the roof fell off.
Where things are falling out of the roof.
Will more things fall? Let's just close it. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great work.
The fans are not booing him. They are you-ing him.
How about that? That's Pat.
Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer. Welcome back, guys. Great news for The Score and Cubs Radio. They're back.
Re-upped.
How about
Ready
that?
Ready to go.
Good move.
Oh, come on.
By everybody.
I mean, a fairly obvious move.
Soundtrack of summer.
Congratulations
to both those guys.
Fairly obvious.
And Mitch. Yeah, and yes. Kevin. And everybody.
And everyone.
Great job.
Had anything to do.
Great decision.
I'd like to think that our consultation helped a little.
I wonder if that will be a bigger move this offseason for the Cubs.
That'll be the Cubs' biggest move.
The biggest move.
Now that they've passed on Juan Soto. Hey, we got Marshall here. Marshall Harris.
What up, Marshall? What up?
And it's a Layla Tuesday! Who says Christmas doesn't come several dozen times? And Dan Bernstein.
He likes to bring attention to himself.
So Ovechkin, regardless of what the final numbers end up, for a while, he's been the greatest goal scorer of all time by a mile. Not necessarily by number.
I can't disagree with that.
But by degree of difficulty.
It
has to do with the quality of goaltending.
It's
night and day, the league and the quality of goaltending that Wayne Gretzky played against and the quality of goaltending that Ovechkin played against. It's not even close.
Gretzky was a bum. That's what Dan
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just
That's
saying,
what you just
wow.
said.
Wow. I think you're right, though.
No, oh, my God.
Career points total means nothing to him.
What has happened to goaltending has been nothing short of revolutionary in the ensuing time
Which
between those guys'
what
careers.
He's doing at this stage of his career remarkable.
Yeah.
He still has that knack. He still has a lot of things if you ever watch Caps games, but it's really something. I didn't think he was going to be in this position this season, but he could break it.
He only needs, what, like 20? He 29. Scored another goal yesterday.
He had a hat trick the other day.
I think he's at 29 maybe.
It might be 28.
Yeah, he doesn't really need it to be the greatest goal scorer of all time. He's had it for a long time already.
The appreciation for Ovi, I think, when it comes to his raw skill set and frankly what he's honed is warranted to say the very least, right? I mean, that's it. It's especially after the Caps finally won.
I was also doing some back of the envelope math in my head, just sort of working with large groups. And when you started listing the teams that go for it on fourth down more often,
mm-hmm.
it really, in the modern NFL, the reason why all those bad offenses are there, it's sort of like the teams that punt the most. It's purely a function of the number of times your offense stalls out. Like, you're going to have, when your offense sucks, you're going to have a lot more chances to make that fourth down decision. And based on the way we look at it now, a lot more of those are going to be times going for it as opposed to times punting.
Meaning the better offenses never get
right,
that
they don't bother.
Far.
They're yeah. not, they don't punt as often.
Right.
So they don't face as many fourth downs because they're better at moving the ball down.
Yeah, they face less third downs also.
Yes, exactly.
That's so why it's telling.
That's what I thought it was. Like, if you say, okay, bad offense, bad offense, bad offense, bad offense. Yeah, they've got a lot more decisions to make. Right. They face a lot more fourth.
Also, I just wanted to point out that I heard the my guy chatter earlier. You know, my guy, that's just an expression. Like, I call everybody big fella.
Well, that's why you're my guy.
Yeah. So I wouldn't read too much into the my guy Rome, because everybody's his guy when they're doing something.
I'm not really reading into that as much as the 10 targets.
There it is.
And him being the leading receiver.
I love that.
And I feel like that's been a pattern. But the other thing is, think about what Caleb said when he got drafted. You know, just like we drew it up, right? Like that was a discussion. No,
they're classmates.
It's purposeful.
Draft class.
It was intentional. But you're right. Like, my guy is a thing that we say a lot. I will also say this. I think the league is better on fourth down this year, right? Isn't that a part of it, too?
Well, they're going for it more often.
Well,
I think everybody's gotten better at going for it on fourth down. I think it's become a very routine thing to do.
Sometimes a dumb thing to do, like Matt LaFleur, fourth and goal from the six.
And that was bold.
Look at the coach in Detroit. They no longer have to go for on fourth down because they score 70.
That's a chance point is, yeah.
That's a great point.
Yep. That's what I'm saying.
They never get to fourth down. They score 52 points.
They're going to get to fourth down on Thanksgiving Day, though, several times.
I've got an idea, Dan. What if you have a project for yourself?
Yes.
Weighted runs created plus for fourth down.
I don't. Can they do linear weighted stats?
Can you
for that? Can I? No,
project
I can't.
For
I can't.
You.
I can't do any of it.
You say you have all that free time,
but I just don't have the aptitude.
Take off the shoes and socks and get to work.
I have plenty of free time. None of the aptitude.
Get the slide rule.
What have ye today?
We've got Layla's Bears thoughts.
Bears.
Where's the notebook?
Bears. It's in my bag.
Don't worry, she's got
usually
it.
Usually I see it here, but it's not out yet.
Sometimes she uses a Google Doc also.
We talk a little bit about the Bulls last night.
Yes!
Bulls are bad.
Too good.
That was one of the Bulls. Some NBA history was made by their performance, and they're still a little too good. TJ Edwards had to move up an hour, so he'll join us at 11. We got High Noon at 11:45. We got a lot more Bears stuff, including Tim Jenkins at 1 o'clock, talking about what he thinks Thomas Brown may have done to set this in a better direction. Have a great show.
All right, guys.